too. My mind is one big training manual. I'm seeing white pages flip over and over in my head. I'm trying to remember anything I might have read about being kidnapped by an inmate under your jurisdiction, how to handle a knife. My palms slip slightly as I take the turn in front of Rocky Mountain Bank. There is a red traffic light in front of us. I have to stop. Okay, I'll speed the car up just a little, then jam on the brakes and put Elroy through the windshield. I see it all clearly in my head, but my body isn't going along with it. I pull the car to a gentle stop in front of the red light, look to my left, past the darkened parking lot of the bank, to the outdoor mall, where just yesterday I saw a movie before I came to work, Star Wars. McElroy takes another swig off of his bottle, the knife point pushing at my side. I don't believe this. The light changes and I drive straight ahead.
We might have some fun tonight, Al. You never can tell.
We should talk about this, McElroy.
Talk?
Yes, talk. You are escaping from a correctional facility, Elroy. You're kidnapping a corrections employee. Jesus Christ, they'll lock you up forever.
Wrong.
He pushes the blade a bit more into my jacket.
You've got that wrong, Alan.
I know. I'm sorry. You're right. He takes another drink, and I keep my mouth shut. We go through 7 more traffic lights before we are out of the city and driving alone in the darkness up 2 lane 119 towards Niwot. At the 3rd traffic light, the one right before the Rhino, I almost did it. The blade had pulled far enough away from my side so that I didn't even feel it, but when I leaned forward a little to prepare myself, I felt my seatbelt pulling across my chest. I went limp as I tried to imagine getting free of the belt and opening the door before Elroy had time to put it in me. And I couldn't take the seatbelt.